This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India left a strong mark everywhere this year, from national security to sports and science laboratories to the world's biggest platforms. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister looked back at the year 2025, saying it gave many moments to make every Indian proud. He stated that Operation Sindoor became a symbol of pride for every Indian this year.
Desh ki suraksha se lekar khel ke maidan tak, vigyan ki prayogshalaon se lekar duniya ke bade mancho tak, Bharat ne har jagah apni majboot chhap chhodi. Is saal Operation Sindoor har Bharati ke liye गर्व का प्रतीक बन गया. दुनिया ने साफ देखा, आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने कोने से मां भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई. लोगों ने अपने अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए.
The Prime Minister said on the 12th of next month, National Youth Day will be celebrated on the occasion of Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. He said on the same day, second edition of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held, in which he will participate.
अगले महीने की 12 तारीख को स्वामी विवेकानंद जी की जयंती के अवसर पर राष्ट्रीय युवा दिवस मनाया जाएगा. इसी दिन यंग लीडर्स डायलॉग का भी आयोजन होगा और मैं भी इसमें जरूर शामिल होऊंगा. इसमें हमारे युवा इनोवेशन, फिटनेस, स्टार्टअप और एग्रीकल्चर जैसे महत्वपूर्ण विषयों पर अपने आइडियाज शेयर करेंगे.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी इज चेयरिंग द फिफ्थ नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑफ चीफ सेक्रेटरीज इन न्यू दिल्ली. द 3-day कॉन्फ्रेंस व्हिच बिगन ऑन फ्राइडे इज एम्ड एट स्ट्रेंथनिंग सेंटर स्टेट पार्टनरशिप थ्रू स्ट्रक्चर्ड एंड सस्टेन्ड डायलॉग ऑन नेशनल डेवलपमेंट प्रायोरिटीज. द कॉन्फ्रेंस फोकसेस ऑन द थीम ह्यूमन कैपिटल फॉर विकसित भारत, कवरिंग बेस्ट प्रैक्टिसेस एंड स्ट्रेटजीज फॉर स्टेट्स एंड यूनियन टेरिटरीज टू फॉलो. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a submarine sortie at the Karwar Naval Base in Karnataka today. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi accompanied the President on board INS Vakshir at Kalvari class submarine. The President is also the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces. This maiden sortie on board the Kalvari class submarine by President Murmu is the second by a President. APJ Abdul Kalam was the first president to undertake a submarine sortie in 2006 at Vishakhapatnam. President Murmu arrived in Karnataka from Goa. Tomorrow, the president will grace the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki Lipi at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has termed Shanti Bill as one of the Narendra Modi government's biggest science reforms. Talking to the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said India's nuclear power capacity has doubled from about 4.4 gigawatt in 2014 to nearly 8.7 gigawatt today. The minister said the Shanti Bill marks a historic reform in India's nuclear sector, unlocking its potential for peaceful, clean and sustainable energy while maintaining uncompromising standards of safety, sovereignty and public interest. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Ayushman Bharat Yojana has brought a major transformation in the country's healthcare system. He was speaking at the Indian Medical Association IMA NETCON 2025 National Medical Conference in Ahmedabad today. Flight and rail services across large parts of North India were disrupted this morning as dense fog conditions prevailed over several states, severely reducing visibility and affecting normal life. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to meet US President Donald Trump in Florida today amid heightened tensions with Russia over the ongoing conflict and US efforts to broker peace in the region. The two leaders will discuss a 20-point peace plan and potential US security guarantees. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fourth T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur, led women in blue, have already taken an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.